This is cassette number 3.
As regards criminal justice, though the drafting of a legal framework regarding privacy rights to cover the worm cam's use in criminal investigations remains pending, FBI and police teams have already been able to score a number of spectacular successes. For example, uncovering the plans of lone anarchist Subiru F., incidentally claiming to be a second-generation clone of 20th-century musician Michael Jackson, to blow up the Washington Monument. Let me just remark that in 2035, only an estimated one-third of all felonies was reported, and of that third, only a fifth was cleared by arrest and filing of charges. A fifth of a third, that's around 7%. The balance of the deterrence equation was tipped toward ineffectiveness. Now, though full figures from the trial period are not yet in, we can already say that apprehension rates will be improved by orders of magnitude. Ladies and gentlemen, it may be that we are approaching an age when, for the first time in human history, it can truly be said that crime does not pay. Now, regarding external affairs. In 2035, the gathering and analysis of foreign intelligence cost $75 billion. But much of this intelligence was of little value. Our collection systems were electronic suction systems, picking up much chaff along with the wheat. And in an age in which the threats we face, in general, emanating from rogue states or terrorist cells, are precision targeted, it has long been apparent that our intelligence needs to be precision targeted also. Merely mapping an enemy's military capability, for instance, tells us nothing of his strategic thinking, and still less of his intentions. But many of our opponents are as sophisticated in technology as we are, and it has proven difficult or impossible to penetrate with conventional electronic means to the heart of their operations. The solution to this has been a renewed reliance on human intelligence, the use of human spies. But these, of course, are difficult to place, notoriously unreliable and highly vulnerable. But now we have the worm cam. A worm cam essentially enables us to locate a remote camera, in technical terms, a viewpoint, anywhere, without the need for physical intervention. Worm cam intelligence, Wormint, as the insiders are already calling it, is proving so valuable that worm cam posts have been set up to monitor most of the world's political leaders, friendly and otherwise. The leaders of sundry religious and fanatic groups, many of the world's larger corporations, and so on. Worm cam technology is intimate and personal. We can watch an opponent in the most private of acts if necessary. The potential for exposure of illicit activities, even blackmail if we choose, is obvious. But more important is the picture we are now able to build up of an enemy's intentions. The worm cam gives us information on an opponent's contacts, for instance, weapons suppliers, and we can assess knowledge factors like his religious views, culture, level of education and training, his sources of information, the media outlets he uses. Ladies and gentlemen, in the past, the geography of the physical battlefield was our crucial intelligence target. With the worm cam, the geography of our enemy's mind is opened up. Before I move on to some specific early successes of the worm cam teams, I want to touch on the future. The present technology offers us a worm cam which is capable of high-resolution visual spectrum imaging. Our scientists are working with the Our World people to upgrade this technology to allow the capture of non-visual spectrum data, particularly infrared for nighttime working, and sound, by making the worm cam viewpoint sensitive to physical byproducts of sound waves, so reducing our present reliance on lip reading. Furthermore, we aim to make the remote viewpoints fully mobile so we can shadow a target in motion. Worm cam viewpoints are in principle detectable, and federal Our World Tiger teams are investigating hypothetical anti-cams, ways in which an enemy might detect and perhaps blind a worm cam. This might conceivably be done, for instance, by injecting high-energy particles into a viewpoint, causing the wormhole to implode,